Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I forgot one. I got to go back. He said, as one Lord, I know I got to go back on this one. Help, thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, as one Lord, and that Lord is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Can I tell you who is not them Lords? It's not Reverend so-and-so. It's not Dr. so-and-so. It's not Evangelist so-and-so. The one, not Bishop so-and-so. It is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is that one Lord. Amen. We got too many people running around here worshiping men. And when those men fall, they act like their whole life has just crumbled. Amen. That's why I love what Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. When you see me walking out of the boundaries of Jesus Christ, amen, as much as I like y'all, as much as you all like me, praise God, I want you to say, Martin done slipped on a banana peeling, praise God, and I'm not going to be following nobody who has slipped and bump their head. Praise God. If you see me coming in here one day telling y'all that y'all need to go follow my formula, praise God, to get saved, you better say, he done had a little bit too much sun. He been out there riding that lawnmower too much in that sun, and that sun done got to him. Praise God. But there's only one Lord. And I got to tell y'all, it ain't me. Can I remind y'all that again? It's not me, Sister Dilborn. Amen. It's the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And finally, he said, there's but one God. We know that there's only one God because God, way back in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter, verse 4, I believe, praise God, that says, hear ye Israel, the Lord our God is what? One Lord.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
come now. We thank you now for everything that have gone on thus far. We come now asking that you prepare our hearts that we might be able to hear your word. Let your Holy Spirit move freely in our midst, and then we ask that you grant us a fresh anointing of your Spirit. And in that anointing, grant us preaching power. And Lord, we be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, we are grateful to God for allowing us to assemble on this third Sunday as we come together once again to observe the Lord's Supper. To Reverend Hurd and to all of the officers and members of the Mount Olive Church and to visitors who are perhaps sharing with us, we just thank God for your presence. Now, I would that you turn with me to the book of Psalms, Psalm number 63. And I want to read verse 1 through 6 of the 63rd number of the Psalms. Psalm 63. If you have it, would you stand with us in the reading of the word? Everybody got it? Say amen. Anybody need a little more time? Just say, hold on. All right. And it reads, O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you, thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. I might as well do 7 and 8, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follow close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. The grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. You may be seated, ushers, you may be relaxed. Our emphasis this morning and our subject comes to us from verse number 1 and 2. But let me begin by saying that this psalm was written by David while he was in the Judean wilderness, either during his flight from Saul or more than likely from Absalom, his son Absalom, who had sought out to kill him. Now, it's more likely when he was pursuing, when Absalom pursued him, because the 11th verse of this psalm says, but the king will rejoice in God. And during the time that Saul was pursuing David, he was not king yet. But our subject is drawn from verse number 2 that says, so I look for you in the sanctuary to see your power in glory. In other words, when David came to the Lord's house, he had one purpose, and that was to see God and to see his power and glory. And so my question to each of us that's gathered here this morning, and by way of subject, I want to ask the question, what are you looking for? That's my subject this morning. I know I preached it once before, but you didn't get it. What are you looking for? Are you with me? Let me ask you, are you here this morning just to be here? You know, a lot of times folks just come to church just to be in the crowd. Did you come to see God and hear his word while praising and worshiping his holy name? Because, you know, folk come to the Lord's house for many reasons other than seeking God and experiencing his power and glory. And now I say this because I've learned through observation as well as through my own experiences that everybody who comes to church on Sunday morning is not here to seek the Lord. Because some folk come to church only to satisfy their spouse or to satisfy someone else. While still others come to church and they like the lyrics of that song by the OJs that say, your body is here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town. In other words, they're only here in body because their minds are on everything but God and worship. And that's why some folk come to church service and miss the whole worship experience, including the sun, because they're only here in body, but their minds and thoughts are on everything but the worship service and the word of God. And that's why many times if you would ask some folk just right after the benediction, what was the pastor's sermon about this morning? They couldn't tell you to say their last. Somebody would try and say, well, you know, I don't know. I believe it was something about coming to church or something like that. But it was a good message. Because, oh, boy, he preached that thing this morning. Are you with me? And so if, Lord, the truth be told, the reason why so many folk come to church Sunday after Sunday and nothing ever changes in their lives is because they come to the Lord's house for the wrong reasons. And that's why some folk come to church with a bad attitude, and when they leave the same way. Still others come with jealousy in their heart, and when they leave the same way. Then we even have some who come to the worship house with low self-esteem, and they leave the same way they came. Bottom line, depending on what you're looking for when you come to the Lord's house, will determine the outcome of your Christian experience. But having said all of that, I believe that one of the most tragic things ever is that some folk comes to the Lord's house lost, and they leave lost, not knowing if this is or was their last chance to be saved. Because, my brothers and sisters, if death catches a person and they are lost, they will be lost for all eternity because there is no salvation after death. For the Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die, and after that comes